USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Some people are practicing social distancing as they celebrate Memorial Day weekend. A few are in bars, churches, and on the beach. Former FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb says the coronavirus is not yet safely contained. He says on CBS's Face the Nation, people must be willing to make major changes in their lives.
We need to define a new normal. So when we get back to work, we need to get back to work differently. Narrow your circle of friends that you interact with. Try to go shopping a little less. Try to group your shopping to maybe one time a week or two times a week instead of going out every day.
He says we may not be able to fully contain the virus until a vaccine is developed. He also says there's the possibility of more outbreaks or even epidemics in some cities and states. But, he says, in the long run,
that's what we need to be focused on right now, getting the tools in place to prevent that in the fall.
This is USA Radio News.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from FrontSight's world-class instructors, led by FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.
North Texas has been pounded by storms. They've had large hail and tornadoes that are causing severe damage in the area. At least 50 businesses and dozens of homes have been damaged in the town of Bowie on Friday night, but no deaths or significant injuries have been reported. Wichita Falls was hit with hail the size of golf balls. Winds in the area were clocked at 90 miles an hour, causing structural damage in many places. The body of 9-year-old Alejandro Ripley has been found in a Florida canal after his mother reported she was kidnapped. Miami-Dade State's Attorney Catherine Fernandez-Rundle says the boy was not abducted. She says his mother killed him.
The tragic loss of the life of a 9-year-old boy and the loss really of any young life leaves all of us grieving. This boy's senseless death will stay with all of us.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
A Hall of Fame NBA coach has passed away, and USA's John Hunt has the story.
Jerry Sloan, the Hall of Fame coach who was a fixture for decades in Utah and took the Jazz to the NBA Finals in 97 and 98, passed away at the age of 78. The Jazz said he died from complications of Parkinson's disease and dementia. Sloan had been in failing health for many years. He spent 23 seasons coaching in Utah, the team with John Stockton and Karl Malone leading the way in most of those seasons. He finished below 500 only once. Sloan won 2,221 games in his career, the fourth highest total in NBA history. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
President Trump says he expects the economy to come back very quickly, but a top advisor says that may not mean the job market will recover as quickly as the economy. With more, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
A White House economic advisor says expect the jobless rate to rise again when the numbers for May come in.
You'll end up with a number north of 20% in May.
But advisor Kevin Hassett says things should start getting better by the middle of the summer.
Since there's still initial claims for unemployment insurance in May, that the unemployment rate will be higher in June than in May, but then after that it should start to trend down.
Hassett was speaking on CNN's State of the Union. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.